This is Halika Halacha.
Her Shishin Halacha Vav, Mai. No? Shnayim Shabbatru Tarmehim. Matoch Gat, it should say Matoch, I don't know, Matoch Gat Achat, I knew there's a misprint. Yeah. And then Echad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so there's a misprint here.
Also, there's a lot of hay, there's a lot of hay over here.
Yes. Alright, so if you have two people now who are Shutafim, and they pour the produce of their vineyard into a single press, and they make a deal that when they get the wine out of the press, that's when they're going to split it. They're not start now thinking about splitting the peyrot before they split the wine. Now we've got a problem. One of them is a chaver, meaning a neman from Eisen, achad maser, v'achad sheino maser. So now he's got a real problem, because if he's going to be giving in something which is not going to be maser, and the other guy is going to be taking it, then he's a chaver that's been mostly mitachas yado to give to somebody else something that isn't maser. Which means he has to be take maser from his own chelik, for sure.
Before he gives?
L'chora, he's got to, or wherever it is. V'chelko v'chol makom shehu. And furthermore, he would have to meiser the chelik wherever it is. That's a very ambiguous kind of statement. And the Gemara is going to go into what exactly that's supposed to mean. Our Mishnah seems to be based on Rabbi Shmeir Shita, where Rabbi Meir said, "Lo yitiru l'mkord d'may elalik yiton bilvad." Remember that according to Rabbi Meir, there was never any matzav in which we could simply tell a guy, "Well, look, it wasn't nice that you handle it." But it doesn't help to be modiyah. The only time that they were matzav was when someone was selling it to sitonai, which obviously this guy is not. That was because of a unique situation, a business situation, that for the survival of the Sitonaim demanded that. Right? So in this case, essentially, what's happening over here is that apparently we don't hold a brayer, and therefore what we have to understand is that it boils down to an act of mechira. So when it says, Maser et shalom, that's talking about the part that he takes out of this kitty for himself. So he's taking out now one half of the wine. Okay, that he certainly has to take off mice. There's no question about that. And then when it says v'chelko b'chol makom shehu, that means wherever I have a doubt about my chelek. In other words, whatever the other guy is going to take, since we hold ein breira, that ends up my being a sale of things to him. Because in a case where I am a shutef in something and we split, if we say in braver, then we don't think that what one guy owns is his and was meant to be his all along, and what the other guy ends up taking is his, it was meant to be his all along. Rather, we view it as an exchange. Now, and maybe the whole thing was exchange. Maybe what I'm taking is my own and I'm giving him the other. In other words, essentially, it's a sale. Same idea that we had by Ha'achim Shechilku, where they have it in a Lukukha, so when it's Chozer B'Yoga. If you hold Ein Breira, so then we look at every split as an exchange. I gave you my rights in your piece in exchange for you giving me your rights in my piece. Which means that we have over here the equivalent of Shutzen, that are Lukukha, who each one sold his portion to the other guy, and therefore I have to take off maaser from the other guy's things also, because I'm a seller. And according to Rabbi Meir, a seller who is not a sitoni is not allowed to sell. And over here, even though I'm not sure, maybe the other guy will maaser, but since he's not a neman al maaser, I have to take it off as if it's a mine. So I have no choice.
So what stage of the process is this?
After I get it back. We put in everything raw, at least this is the way there's other ways of learning the Mishnah, but this is the way the Yerushalmi Rebbe Eliezer is learning the Mishnah. But now, when I take my wine, so I have my wine, for sure I have to take off my wine. But since he also has my wine, in that I sold him that wine. I can't sell him unless I take off Meissen. I mean, I take off Meissen from that also. Now, I don't know whether he took off Meissen, so maybe it's only the mine, I don't know. But I certainly am going to have to take off Meissen. So since Rabbi Meir says, lo yikirul im kord my elosit andovah. So Mamela, what I have to do, according to Rabbi Yezer, who brought that light now is understanding the Mishnah, as a ma'aser, ma'aser shalom vadai. So he has to take off the part that he gets is vav. And then he has to do the rest, b'chokah, b'chol makom, shudamah. Now since he doesn't know, maybe the Amoris is going to take off Meister, maybe he's not going to take off Meister, and so on. So Mamela, you're going to have to go ahead and take off the mice from that. Okay. Rabbi Yonah, boy, Rabbi Yonah said, I don't understand what you're talking about. Moshe Vadai in the Tatin's mind? If you're considering the guy to be a seller, which is what you're obviously saying, if you're saying that it's a problem of Rabbi Meir, selling is a non-sitami, so you're calling this a sale. If you're calling this a sale, the guy didn't sell the mine, he sold Vadai. We started off here with everything was Vadai. He's saying, I gave my Vadai to you. No. So then I sold you Vadai. I didn't say it's mine. What are you saying? Maybe you'll take off. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, but I gave you Vadai. Vadai devil. So what are you talking about the mine over here? There's nobody who holds that you're allowed to sell Vadai. That was only a question about Demai, whether we're maker for Sitanim. So I say, well, why are you making this dependent? You're calling it a maker, in which case he's a maker of Vadai. But that came Demai, and now you're going to give it a din now that it's a Demai issue, and I cannot be maker, if it wouldn't be my grandi mayor. Because what? Because maybe the guy will maker? What is the question? Whether he will maker has to do with anything. What did I give him? That's the question. What I gave him was 100% unmeistered when I gave it to him at the time of the sale. Ella, therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, this is not the right way to learn the Mishnah. Ella Kihayi, the Omer of Yochanan, Divrei HaKohi, like Rabbi Yochanan explained, it's going even according to Rabbi Rabboni, who are the Rabbi Meir, and they hold that you can sell. The point over here is that HaMaaser, Maaser et Shelo Vadai. He has to take off his chelek also Vadai. Now, there's no machlokas here about whether we hold Yeshbrer or Einbrer. Yonah's also voted as a bit of Einbrer, but he's saying that it's not because we consider it to be a sale, it's because everyone is considered to have now the half of his own and half of the other. So as we view the whole thing as mixed. So therefore, he says, if the whole thing is mixed, then I have to, because remember, what we did over here is essentially we took things and we really did mix them. We have a liquid. So it's mivulev. The whole thing is mivulev over here. This is not shyest to the issue where I'm selecting this part and selecting that part. It's all mixed. We understand that it's mixed. So essentially, half of my stuff is with this other guy. Because I have to assume that it's sort of mixed evenly. So I have half of his stuff, and he has half of my stuff. So if that's the case, then on that half, I have to go ahead, and I have to take off my stuff. I'm taking my stuff off on the whole thing. I end up taking off on 3/4. So the din over here is, therefore, that there's a not saying like Rebbe Eliezer, that it's because of Mocher, the mind. That's not the point, because if that were the point, then it doesn't make any sense, because it's not Demai, it's Vadai. The point over here is, I have to wonder whether the guy has taken off Meister for my stuff or not, and therefore, it's my stuff, and I have to worry about taking off the Meister from it afterwards, that's all. Who disagrees with that? So therefore, the meaning over here is, Maaser Shlo Vadai, V'chalko V'chol Makom, Shehu Demai, which is the chati chelko shebiyado mishal chavelo is the mind. In other words, that's the way the Gemara changes the gears. Since I don't know whether the other guy meistered my stuff, because the other guy may have said, he may be just as firm as I am. He's claiming that he took off meister.
He said chavelo, you are.
Right, but I mean, he says I took off meister, like every Amoris, right? So if he took off meister, that means that half of the stuff I have was already meistered. So half of my stuff that I have under my hand is mine. Whereas all of my stuff, wherever it is, half of it being under my hand and half of it being under his hand, I know was Vada. So that's what I end up doing is I take off half from Vada, because that's my achrayas, whether it's Yotakasyadi or wherever it is, Chelko B'chol Makom, that's what the Mishnah is saying, that I have to take off Vada. Plus I have to take off another 25%, which is mine. That 25% is Takasyadi right now, because I'm assuming that half of the half that I own, meaning half of my half, 25% of the total, is the other guy's stuff, and he's Amaret, he might have Meiser, so that I take off tonight. That's the way to learn. That works out fine according to everybody. Yeah.
Good
job.
Halacha
Zayin. Shmayim shekiblu tzadeh ba'aritut. O sheyarshu o shenishtatku. Let's say that you have two people that enter into an arrangement in which the two of them are together aritut. Now they're shuktan and sharecroppers. Or they're two brothers that inherited. Or they're two people that went out and bought a field. One of them can say to the other, Tola Atan, here too, we're continuing with one of them is a Meister, one of them is a Nemo Meister, one of them is Nemo, one of them is Nemo Nemo. So now, well, we haven't been using, with Kofar we've been using in terms of Tuna and the Tyra. And Neman has been consistent throughout the assessment. Neman was in terms of the Meister. So when we talk about a guy who Meisters, we call him a Maaser, Echad Maaser, Echad Eino Maaser, or we call him a Neman Ama Meister. So now, the problem that we have over here is again very related to the mission we had before, and works out much better the way Rav Eliezer was learning, that what we have over here is a type of Mafira, if you hold Ein Brera. Because whatever it is that I'm taking, if you hold Ein Brera, is not mine all along. It's what I'm exchanging of mine with the other guy, which I'm giving you something of mine. So nonetheless, as a Mishnah, you can say in advance, you take the Tefillin in the north side, I'll take the Tefillin in the south side. And then we don't consider it to be a sale of one for the other. And I don't have to worry about what's yours, because since we're being machalic, the same type of thing, the same mean, in that case we do say yesh brer. In case we had before, since we started with two people's things, then we mixed it in the liquid as wine, there was the name brer. So then we have a mixture, then we don't have brer, but we took it and we mixed it. It's not fair to say over there, this part was meant to be mine. But in this case, where we're shifting in the field, or we're shifting in the Avisus on the field, or we're shifting in the Yerusha, it's shyest to say that whatever part I end up taking is the part that was miyukah to me, as it fell to me, because we didn't take it and do anything with it, which would then be ma'arevit. So in this case, I would say yesh brera. Of course, again, because I'm dealing over here with a derabbana, it's not a riot for me that on the derabbana yesh brera, because I'm dealing with the question of why. So I'm allowed to let the guy have this stuff and rely on him as being an emon as much as I am, because there's no there of my where there's brera. Avaloyo mano tola tachitim banisorim. However, it's not possible to say brera on two different meanings. You can't say, well, the chachila, when our father died, he left you the chitim and me the sorim. That's absurd. I mean, we're clearly yorshim together in everything. So there I'm making an exchange. And if I make an exchange, I have to take off my answer for the part that I'm giving you in exchange also. Not to mention the part that I'm taking from you. Or I can't say, Tolat HaYayin, Vaniya Tolat HaShem. You take the wine, I'll take the oil. Now here we come to a case. In which we have indeed a chavra on Amaret, and here we have the chavra on Amaret in terms of Tumah v'Tayra, which makes a bigger problem, because now if some part of the two has been exposed to water, and therefore to be Makabal Tumah, and part wasn't exposed to water, obviously I want to take the part that's Yovesh that doesn't have any problem with Tumah, because you've been around, and I can't take that. And it's going to end up being coming for me, useless for me. So here we have a case of a chaver and an amaret. She Yeshua v'yem amaret. So now that actually the chaver is not going to be able to use any of the foodstuffs that had been mukshar kavatana. Yochol lomar lo tolok achitim shemakom toni. Rani achitim shemakom toni. You would be able to say, in this case, I'll switch the chelek, because if I know that this part I want to be able to take, or tolata yayin shemar kamponi, vayni yayin shemar kamponi, but lo yomar lo tolat achitim ani sa'orim, and the big kiddush is tolata lak vayni tolata yavesh. Even if it's the same min, the very fact that there's a difference to me in terms of the kabbalah tuna between the lachem yavesh, meaning something that was mukshar, meaning literally liquid and dry, it means something that had been exposed to liquid and something that is dry, that over there, it's not considered to be a shove chalukah. Since you're making this the issue, so on that you can't give him now the chalek that is going to be mitmab with him. Because you're being goring tuma v'kol and shaver tisrael. By giving it to him specifically in that fashion.
I don't
know
anything.
Tell me
what it is.
You just
forget it.
Yeah, but if you get it, no, it's fine. It was exposed. It doesn't mean it's tummy. Now, if I give it to him, it's vodak. I have to assume it's vodak going to be nitma.
When he gets it, he's not going
to get it. Right. So that you can't do. Tummy, you throw the akum, she couldn't start a destroy. We have an interesting similar case. Where you have the din of Surya is that we didn't make a takana over there for taking off Kruz and Maestris from Sadeh of Akum. And we view normally most of the Tua in Surya is proper, therefore, from Kruz and Maestris, because we assume it comes from Sadeh Akum. But when it comes to Sadeh Yisrael in Surya, we gave the din of Maharaj Yisrael, and we remark from it unto Maharaj. Now over here, a Jew and a Goy buy a field together in Syria. What's the din? Areyu keteza luchu ma'aser muravim zebezet divrevet. Rebbe says it's as if each stalk of tour that you have over there, because he owes ein brera, and therefore, if there's ein brera, there's a full bilus on each thing of partial pebble. The Jew owns half of each stalk. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel on there, Chalko shall Yisrael chayav, Chalko shall akum patur. He holds yesh breira. So he says, the part where if you end up splitting it, the part that goes to the Jew is chayav, the part that goes to the akum is patur. Rav Yosef b'shem Rabbi Chanina says, Ma'pulinu, kishechalku hasadeh b'komata. The machlokas over here is only while it was mechubar that they decided, I'm going to take the north part of the southern. You take the south part of the sada. Over there, you can find it yesh breira, because there was nothing that was mixed afterwards, and it's reasonable to say that when you buy a sada, it's on top, to split it in one way or the other. Aval in chalku gadish, at first, they did the ksira, without defining who gets what. And they mixed it all up, and they made a gadish of it. Now, they're going to come, they're going to take off arbitrarily half the gadish goes to me, half the gadish goes to you. Even Rav Shimon Gamliel is mud in that case, that you can't say yesh breira, because I mixed it. So now, each kelach in that case is going to be half a goy and a half of a Jew. And the Merla, you'll have the problem on everything of taking off mice. That's the Rav Yosef. I'm just quoting Rav Chanina saying. Rav Yonah says that Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Yochanan says differently than you reported it. Ma pligin kishakoku sadeh b'komata avo imchoku omarim. He says even a bigger chiddush. You said choku gadish. Choku gadish, because we already mixed it. But if we have omarim, so we already coached to the sadeh, and we tied up the tour now in the field. But it's still where it was. It's in the area that I had been coached to. I didn't mix the two together. Nonetheless, Rav Yossi kind of, that Rav Yochanan held that even if Chalko Omarim, after Shimon Gamliel Nodal Rabbi, should call Kelach, the Kelach, Shoshu Tafutu, that even so, each one is considered to be a Shutta. So that we would say, in other words, let's finish. Reb Yona. The way that Reb Yona was learning it, who was quoting Reb Yossi, the second maimer of Reb Yochanan, Ma ben Godesh Ma ben Omarim, what's the difference really? But kosher koshahu umeniyach lefanat. In other words, even, he says, even if I'm kosher, b'shutzes, and I set it aside, each one sets aside for his own, we also say yesh prayer, because there's never a time in which we mix it. If, however, they put it into the Godesh, so then Reb Shimon Gamliel is not. But according to Reb Yosef, the first Shita, he holds that if you're not misayim, if you don't define it from a chuber, it's already too late to be mevara. And once you've done the katsira, it's not shayach breira anymore. Om Reb Osha, how did the tamish akonu almanat shelo lechalok? This whole discussion over here is where they originally bought it in order to remain shut. So their revenue holds, you can't say breira, because what's a chance to say? You brought something b'shut to say, you can say, b'shah, that I bought it, this was the part that I bought. So I would have asked you, you would have said, there was something, I didn't mean to buy a part. I meant to be a partner in the whole thing. So what's a chance to say afterwards, and now, who for our double and afreya? Aval in kanu almanat nachalok. If l'chakila, they had bought it in order to split it, so clearly the guy doesn't want to be owning the whole field, half and half. Over there, even Rebbe. Av Rebbe, mother of Shimon Gamliel. Shezeh chelek magyelo mishah rishona. There, Rebbe agreed that yesh breira, and that there's no problem. Amar Rav Yossi, mileyan derabbanan tuyan. That's an interesting idea. However, what Rav Osha just said, it definitely does not work according to what other Rabbanan have explained to me, because Om Rabbi Abu B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Ha'achin HaShutafim, it should say, that's the famous case of Achin HaShutafim, whether you're mechuyev to return it in Yovel, so they consider it to be Lekuchot, or they consider it to be in Yorshin, each one, and therefore it doesn't go back in Yovel anymore, because it was a difficult Koko Matiyolo. Rav Yochanan Taina, that din of Achim Shutim is a Machlokas Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Now you're telling me Achim Shutim Lola Halokin? Achim that are Yorish. Isn't it Omeid Lekatchila for Chalukah? Why should we say that when two brothers inherit something, that the definition of inheritance is that they should remain linked to each other all the time? The norm is not to remain linked. You have to decide that you want to be Shutim. So over there, if Rav Yochanan and Tainas at Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel will still argue about Yesh Breira, that proves that Rav Osha is wrong. And that when people go into a deal, l'chatchila, to split it, Rebbe still maintains that you can't say that Yesh Breira, that this is was the chelik that was aimed by Gielo, l'chatchila, because Rebbe wouldn't say that by Yerusha. So why would he say it by a splitting of a shittus? Therefore, you see that Rav Yochanan disagrees with Rav Osha's form. Halacha. A similar case would be where a ger inherits his father together with a goy, as a brother of the goy. No, he obviously doesn't really inherit his father, but the Rabbanim made a takona that in order to avoid a very tempting return to his old religion in a case where his father dies leaving him a large estate. So because of that, they were gozer that a ger should inherit his biological father. But in this case, he has a brother who's an Oved Avedis Kekozin. Now, the problem is that his father, the Goy, obviously has left him a fine collection of tzlomim and not of the kind that are put into photograph albums, and Yayin Netzach, and so on and so forth. And what he wants to do is he, of course, wants to take Heter and leave his brother, the Yitzchak. And here we have a special situation, because even though normally when it comes to Yerusha, we said that we've got this machlokas as to whether it's shy to say that there's Breiron and Dovret's Amid. In this case, however, there's no real Yerusha. See, normally when there's a Yerusha, the moment that the father dies, the brothers own it. By definition. Not the case of Gary. They own it, by definition. But there's no real Yerusha by a ger that would make him own it the minute his father died. All the Rabbanim did was they gave him the right to collect it. So when it's collected, it's his. But before it comes into the shirt, it's not his. Mamela, you don't have this problem. If I define up front okay, you take that, and I'll take this. I'm not exchanging anything because I never got it. By two yorshim that are Jewish, there you're making an exchange because it's already mine. I'm giving you the chelek that's mine. That I can't do. So therefore, in this case, the yochol hulo marlo, the ger can tell his brother, the akum, I'll take the bank account, you take the very valuable collection of yoshkin. You can take the wine collection, I'll take the pear. It's not, I'm leaving it by him. So I'm saying, it's not none of my business. I'm taking what I want. I'm telling you what I want, and I'm not selling it anything. I'm telling you what I want. But in Mishabol, now the equivalent case of a ger would be Osir, is where he already took it. So he went and his mazik in the house, let's say. So now he was saying that. Now he's a shutif with the guy. He's a shutif with the guy. He's got the same problem that the other shutifin have, and he's not allowed to be taking the mamon for Avei Dezara, because that's essentially what it would be. It would be a sale of Avei Dezara. When you sell Avei Dezara, the money is Osir. So would be Osir Bahanov. Therefore, in Mishabol, Rishut HaGer, Asur. Now, we open some other issues. I got to be Nehemoth. Now, Mokra, Perot, and Surya. So really a different figure completely. Somebody who's selling Perot and Surya, I would have thought, if he hadn't opened his mouth, I would have said, okay, Perot and Surya. Rove Perot and Surya come from Akum, and the Pacha from Demaya. I don't have to worry about it. But this guy opens his mouth and says, I have great Perot and Surya. They're wonderful, wonderful quality. You're going to want to buy these oranges. So he says, we shall Eretz Yisrael him. So then you're chayav laser. But if he says, they're from Eretz Yisrael, but they're meisers, then you can believe him. Because apesha asar, hu apesha itir. Furthermore, if the guy says, mishali him, I wouldn't have assumed they were his own payrolls. I would assume that he bought them, and he's selling. And now, since Rove is Akum, there's no problem. But he says, actually, these are Jewish-grown pears. The very best. Of course, now you're kind of asking. But if he says, I grew them myself and took off Meiser, Mussolini, then again, Nema, Shatesha, Shatesha, Hu HaPesha, Yitir. In Yaduahu, Sheyeshlo, Sadebisuri, if anyway everyone knew that this guy sells pears from his own sada, he owns a sada in Surya, then chayav laser, because then I would have to be kosher that anyway, even if he hadn't opened his mouth. So I don't have a meagle of a pesha of a kashif, and I just because I don't go according to the road where the guy who owns the field is coming to sell to me. Says the Gemara, Yisrael v'akum shekonu beito shalakum. Suppose a Jew and a guy buy together b'shutafut, the house of a guy, in which includes the contents, and the contents have yayin nesef and the collection of avodas gevurim and money. So there he can't tell him. Lo yomar lo tol ata yayin nesef avodas gevurim v'ani ma'ot. In that case he can't say such a thing. So the Yom Kippur tol ata yayin nesef avodas gevurim u'ma'ot. Ala afilo hayu sham shnei tzlamim. Echad asuri kimin d'lufti. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that the reason that you can't say it is because this case is similar to Tola Tayai Chitin Vaniyat Tosori. Because it's not the same mean. And therefore, it doesn't allow us for anybody to say greater. But let's say that there would be, he would have an Avodah Zarah that was clearly made for worship. And then he would have, in his collection of Avodah Zarah, he would have a table, essentially, that was built with a tzura of yashka on it. So you have like a beautiful little lamp table, in which the pedestal of the lamp is the yashka on a cross, right? And that supports now the lamp on the top of the cross. So over there, you'll find that is clearly meant as decorative table, which is true, like to the Avodah Zarah. So Mamela, all you're saying is there's the same thing. You take the non-decorative yashka, and I'll take the decorative yashka. That's the same thing you're saying, chitin v'chitin. And that's kosher. It's not. Why? Because, you see, we had the Mishnah that says, Lo yom asalat Hashem al asikrinu anyeta. Why? Because this is Rabbi Zerubin Yehud. That's very good what he's saying. It's about bringing back the Mishnah. Because the case in the Mishnah was a chazer v'hamo'aret, sh'yoshu s'avim ha'mo'aret. Well, you shall perot mu'sharim, or perot she'im mu'sharim. And they're the same exact perot. What did the Mishnah say? Shem omer lo tola tata mu'sharim, and lo tola she'im mu'sharim. Would he be allowed to say, you take the ones that are mukshar kabbatum, and I'll take the ones that are not mukshar kabbatum, and we'll say that over there, yesh perot, it's the same name. The very fact that one of them is there and one of them isn't makes it not the same name. That's essentially what we said over there. In which case, you have to say the same thing over here. The very fact that one of them is an Avodah Zarah and the other one is a lamp table makes it two different meanings, even though they look the same and so on. But the Isser in it is also a definition of meaning. And that's why he said over here, the Chiddush for the opener, that you cannot split a Bluski for a straight out Yashka.
What's a
Bluski? Like a Beltek. We use today the same word. Mm-hmm. The Beltek. You go to the bank, you go to the counter, right? The Beltek.
Tell us, Beltek, Beltek.
Counter.
Counter.
Yeah. Yeah, here it means, I mean, in modern Hebrew it means more of a counter and a, for exchange of some kind. But here it just means a table, a lamp table. But doesn't the Mishnah say not like this? Well, not this and three. I thought the Mishnah said the Farish. Tola Tavar Zara. Lani ma'ot, rata yayin leza, lani peirot. Doesn't that say it's kosher? Amen. On my faith of what you please. Why don't you read the rest of the Mishnah to figure out that it's not arguing? That's what the Mishnah says. In Mishabol or Shabbatar author. I mean, what's the matter with you? You read half the Mishnah, and you say, oh, the first part of the Mishnah says that it's okay to split the yayin leza for the nose, right? Yeah, but that's only because it wasn't Misha Bo Misha Sager. But if it was Misha Bo Misha Sager, then it's also. And over here, Misha Misha Kamek, Misha Nifra Misha Sager. Here, by definition, he bought it. He bought it. It was Nifra Misha Sager and all, already. Akila Sager. And we had an actual case of Akila, same as Ger. He went in Achiv. So he did this. And he selected exactly Alpi the Mishnah, and he took for himself the Moz, he gave his brother the Avodah Zarah, and nonetheless he chmir al atzmo, he didn't want to be semech on this, that he should be nene lemaisa. So it's something that ended up, at least, maybe not technically, but morally, exchanged for Avodah Zarah. The holy hanaya liyamamela. And he went and he threw the money into the Yamamela. So you shouldn't have any hanot from the chelik that belongs to Avodah Zarah. Kalata Amoraim, now there's three Amoraim who say over it exactly what the details of the Mesa of Akivas was. Chad Omer, Zemei Avodah Zarah, the Yamamela. One sheet was only the money that he knew for a fact was connected to Avodah Zarah that he had gotten from his father. That's the only thing he threw out. But Kulana Omer, the other one is over his church. The May Chelka Shalavot is Gleeman. He also threw out not only the money that his father had gotten from Avodah Zarah. Over there, he's finding that that itself means that it was Nitzvah, Shvitzer HaMayim. But even the money that he exchanged for Avodah Gleeman, he threw into the Yamamela. The Chorana Omar, the other one, said, no, it was only the Avodah Gleeman Atzma, or Leith Yamamela. In other words, when it said he was mocking himself, he didn't do what the Mishnah said he could do. That's the point. He never did it in the first place. He split it evenly so that he should actually get the Avodah Zarah and be Zocha to destroy the Avodah Zarah. He wanted the Dafka to destroy the Avodah Zarah. B'shilah akor Avodah Gleeman Leith Yamamela. He wanted to have the split of destroying from his father's house the Avodah Zarah that was in that house.
Just like Abraham.
Well, that's not all the Rambam words.
Is the Rambam standard?
it wasn't for the purpose of destroying. It was for the sake of continuing the argument. And that, by the way, that's the story in the Midrash also. Because when the father comes back, he says, they were fighting each other. What's the problem? But if you take it, that's just a joke at the end of the story, right? That's just okay. You know, you're going to blame me. What are you blaming me for? I mean, you have the Avodah Zarah. You can blame the Shitasa. Right? But the Maita, the Rambam learns that the fight against the actual Solomim, it was a fight against the Mahalach HaMachshava that allows Avodah Zarah. It wasn't focused on the Solomim at all. He couldn't care less about the Solomim. Over here, this is after Kabbalah Zatera. After Kabbalah Zatera, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marked on the Etzem Kiyum of the Avodah Zarah. That's something else that Avraham Avinu didn't know. He only did it. He broke them because, first of all, it enabled him to argue. It was a theological point. But the Rambam says that in general, he was ma'avi because he felt that allowing people to have these things ruined their minds. But it was for them. It wasn't that there was an Indian.
The Rambam in the Mora.
No, the Rambam in the Hilkas Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Okay, that could be later. I mean, but I'll be, this is at a very early stage. It took him a long time to do that. It was a 40-year...